Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 16th of February, and right now it's hazy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy, temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high 29 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds supposed to be blowing at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on is clear in the evening and partly cloudy, and winds from east at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 34%. Andrea spoke with Daniel this morning, a member of working committee, about last updates on different issues, and here's an excerpt of it, but the full interview will be uploaded on our webpage soon.
So, right now we are busy with some illegal buildings being built in Olovin in some...
We had the report from the Arville Council regarding this building that is in front of Vika's community.
Yes, and there is another one that may start in front of Mati Mandir Gate. That is even worse. So, so we are busy with this and some other things. Yesterday we had a meeting with the secretary in charge of the foundation. And there is a plan to make an ID card for our Olovinians, especially to use at night time in the sense that to identify people if we make some control in the night times, because especially in the weekends we have not wanted hosts, guests who come and make parties or make music loud or other activities. So it should be a control on these activities, and to do this the foundation wants the Olovinians, who wants that because it's not compulsory, an ID card that can be used to as a maybe as a payment card. So you can, it's like in the model of the Oro card with the photo and the name and so on. Actually it will be mentioned the nationality too, and on even if I made a remark that, you know, nationality in Olovin should be a little bit forgotten, but to make an ID card, apparently you need to put the nationality on it. So this will concern the 18 and above, for the time being, residents, and and later, the newcomers and the children of Olovin will have an ID card too, if they want.
And working committee is informing us that they will keep an open hour of the working committee every Monday from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. to interact with Olovinians. They're asking us to fix an appointment to avoid confusion on 262-2143, or we can email them on workingcom@orville.org. And Stella was talking to Fifth, one of the facilitators of Laughter Yoga.
Good morning, Fifth. How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much, Stella.
What are you doing in Oroville?
I'm actually doing a number of things in Oroville. I'm exploring Oroville. I'm getting a wonderful opportunity to going to all the communities and units and some of the commercial areas. I'm also doing laughter yoga. I'm also working with people, doing some medical clowning. I'm a medical clown in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but just exploring, and it's absolutely wonderful going to the villages with the Tibetan students from the Tibetan Pavilion. And volunteering at the radio station.
I've heard that you're giving laughter yoga sessions. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Oh, absolutely. On Thursday, Daria, who's from Sweden, and Hamish, who's my husband from Canada, and myself, we'll be doing a laughter yoga session. And so we're going to be doing this for an hour, and it's followed by a movie called Laughology, which is by a wonderful Canadian filmmaker. So it's going to be great fun. And in a laughter yoga session, oh, hopefully everyone will come, even if you're 5 or 2 or 95, and we'll gather community and we'll have some joy and fun. And then next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, Daria and myself are going to be doing a 2-day laughter yoga training where you can be trained to be a certified laughter yoga leader.
Okay, so what is the benefit if I do laughter yoga?
There are a myriad of benefits from doing laughter yoga. First of all, it just brings a heck of a lot more joy and fun into your life. It increases the oxygen into your brain. So for students or anyone that needs to use your brain, the more oxygen you have, the better you can think, the more clear you are. You have endorphins. Endorphins are the feel-good cells in your body. So it helps with people who are dealing with various things, including cancer, heart disease, arthritis, a whole lot of things. It reduces stress, it reduces inflammation, and it reduces your blood pressure, unless it's already too low. And of course, it just helps you to be a lot kinder, more compassionate, and engage with other people on a social level. There's so many benefits. I could go on for far too long.
Sounds really interesting. How can I sign up?
On Thursday, what you do is you just come. Just come at 5 o'clock or a little before to Svidam in the Butterfly Barn, and we'll enjoy there. And for the laughter yoga teacher training, sorry, not teacher, leader training, do check out the wonderful news and notes. And it is there on page 16 of last week's, which is Feb 11th. Or you can contact Daria, who's at Svidam, and you can register there.
Thank you very much, Fifth.
You're welcome.
Matrimandir access groups inform us that there will be a large number of people coming to Matrimandir for concentration around the mother's birthday. They will have several batches of people going up to the inner chamber for concentration from 9 a.m. to noon. The timing for Aurovillians to bring their family members will not be available from the 18th to 22nd of February. If you happen to have a family member or two coming on one of those days, they request you to book them in one of the batches going up for concentration between 9 a.m. to noon. The Sunday walks where stewards guide through the Auroville forest and farms are resuming with visit of Annapurna Farms with Thomas this Sunday, 19 at 3 p.m., where you can discover the biggest Auroville organic farm and its certified organic dairy, and see where and how the Auroville rice and warago is grown and processed. You can get in touch with the funny long-eared cows, and you can have a swim in the water catchment pond. You're supposed to enter the gate and drive through until you reach the farm buildings and cowshed. For direction to the farm, you can contact Thomas on 948-969-3801. And Auroville Saturday Market is here again at Solar Kitchen on Saturdays from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. Auroville Electric Service team informs us that the Tamil Nadu Electric Board has enhanced the 2-hour power shutdown schedule for Auroville feeder from the existing 2 hours to 4 hours, and the timings are from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Auro Bindavan, Auro Orchard, Promise, Hope will have a power shutdown from 8 a.m. to noon. There is also another 2 hours power shutdown for which the timings are not given, but will be done according to the instruction from the higher officials. And if you remember years back, we had 1-hour power shutdown in the morning, and we came up to 6 hours now. The indispensable basis of our yoga is sincerity, honesty, unselfishness, disinterested consecration to the work to be done, nobility of character, and straightforwardness, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on rradio.org.